Omulethanoshim said back, listen, Elina Hamas boys, it was really true that we thought like if you only really want bread, like didn't you have bread in the city where you came from? The shaklis, couldn't you take it with you? For Yasloch and you came here, like what did you come here for? So they thought Mustami he came here for to get gold, so that's why they gave him gold. But really he came to have war with them, and now they see he's not gonna have war, he was hungry. So good, so they brought him out some bread. It's Tinofik Viasi, when they brought out the bread he ate it. So Kosov above the Mechuza, the Alexander Muktim wrote on the gates of Mechuza like this, Ano Alexandrus Muktim, I am Alexandrus Muktim, Hevis Shatio Adiastis Lemedinas Africa. I was like a fool until I came to this city called Africa, the Nashai, where these ladies were, the Alifas Eitza Min Nashai, and I learned Eitza, learned their advice from these ladies, like he saw my these ladies outwitted him. They were more smarter than him. It's like he came out, he learned a lot of chokmah from them, as if he said like he was a shaita before he went there. Kishoku v'yosi, when he was going out, is Yosef, first he sat down there, who my yana? He sat down by type of a well there. Kochon hama, he was eating bread. Have biyoda guldeno demolcha. He had a salty fish, like a herring, he had in his hand. So Bahadu de Mechavulu, while he was like washing roof, is he was washing it off from the river, and that well he started to wash over to get all the salt off it, is Nofel Burecha. A smell came out from that well, it came out a smell. To a sound, whereas the Shita says it means Rucha. That's what the Rosh also learns. That Nofel Ruchi learns Ruachayim, that these fish now became alive, it came Ruachayim into the fish. So Amar, he said, Shema Mir, I see from here, Hai Eina, this well, Mi Gan Eden also, this well comes from a Gan Eden. It's like Chias Amesimir. Or else, because it smelled so good. And Ika the Ami, some say, Shoka Mi Hanumai, he took from this water, Torah Biapi, washed his face, praise with it. And Ika the Ami, some say, Idle Kuli, he like went down to the well, to where it starts, to where it comes from, where it originates from, the Motla Pisca the Gan Eden, until he came to Mamish, the opening of Gan Eden. Roma Kola, when he got there, lifted up his voice, and he said, Pishuli Bob, open up the door for me, let me go in. Omru Levi said back to him, no, Zeh Ashal Hashem, this is a gate only for Hashem, not for you. Omru Levi said to them, listen, Ano Nami Malkano, I'm also a king. Mechshur Chashivno, I'm a kosher person. Hovli Midi, give me at least something. Like, give me something from the Eden, not let me go in there, but at least give me something. And that's what he said. So that one was Yovelei Gugoso. They gave him a round skull, or the Rosh says, with like an eye. They gave him a round eye. Is Chodah, one round eye. Is Asiyas Takla. He started to weigh it, and Lakuna the Havavakas today, all the gold and silver he had, he put on one side of the weight. Padei Lehevi Metakla. The other side, he put this eye, and it weighed out, like the eye weighed out more than all the gold and the silver. And the Rosh explains, like it comes to Moshe will teach you, that when the eye sees it once, if he has a desire to take, no matter how much you give him, he's not going to be happy, he'll never be satisfied. An eye that looks to take is never satisfied. So what happened was, Omer Lehu L'Rabbonin. So he said to Rabbonin, my hai, what's going on here? What's going on with this eye that it weighs so much? His armor, they said like this, Google saw the aim of the Bisra. This is an eye of a person, like teaching you this Moshe, that an eye wants and desires and looks and never an end to what he wants. It's like something that's not satisfied. It's like the eye that's not satisfied. What's the proof? This is the pshat. So what happened was shakli clearly after he took some dust, some dirt. When he covered up the eye, you have to say you can't see anymore. He was suddenly out to talk with them, talk and wait. Left, and then the other side of the weight went down. So you see, that's the pshat here. So the Rashban, Shaglaf, the first says here, Mat put some dirt and covered up the eyes, that the eye can't see anymore. And then he'll be satisfied. He won't want anything anymore. So that's his marshal. Then the weight went down. So, you see, the pasuk says, Show the avdon, where's the shavenu? Like the grave and what you want things, you never be satisfied with them. So with this mushal here, he's not going to be satisfied. The eye looks him once, he won't be satisfied. Tona Devei Eliyo, Kehenim Lamala Minurakiya. Kehenim really is Lamala Minurakiya. It's on top. So Rosh says, Minor Dinu, Shabo Mizin, Shalchaya, Shomashoyin. It comes only from Shemayim. It starts in Shemayim, the Gehenim. V'yesham, some say, Noli Achurei, Hari Choshech. It's the back of these black mountains, that's where our Gehenim is. Tona Rebichia. Koloisik Bater, Belayla Revelin, Stir at night time, Shechina Kinegda, it's like you have the Shechina in front of you. The Shechina Shuya is showing on you. Shnevin the Pasuk says, Kumi Rani Belayla. The Rosh Hashmoris, get up in the night time. And Shivchi Kamayim Libech, Neichach Tanei Hashem. If Shivchi Kamayim Libech means you throw your heart and learn Torah like Mayim, says Neichach Tanei Hashem, it's almost like in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You have the Shechina on you. Omer of Loza ben Azaya, Tamidi Chachomim, Marbim Shalom Yolam. Tamidi Chachomim, their Marbim Shalom of the world. Shinema the Pasik says, V'chol Benayich, Lamudi Hashem, V'ram Shalom Benayich. As I'll take Rabbanayich, Allah Benayich, that the Tamidi Chachomim, these are the people that are Marbim, your Torah. Surely this is the end of the Gemara of Kodshim. Now the rest of the sect will only be from Mishnah Yisim. Kehadin Alechol, Ohayu Kaifti. Okay, now the Mishnah says, Omar Lehem HaMamuna, the superintendent now sold to these Kahanim. Again, after they were carrying up the pieces of the Korban HaTamid. So they're carrying it up to the plank on the Kevis. So you have before, they put them down there, and then they went back into Lishkas HaGozis. To what? To Davin. So Mamuna told to them, he said like this, Boruch Hu Baruch Hakas, go make one bracha right now. And the Gemara says in brachas, that was Ahava Rabbah. They didn't say Yetzer Or, because it was too early, it wasn't light yet. So they only said the Bracha of Abba Rabba, one Bracha. They broke when they made the Bracha of Abba Rabba. Then Korah Aseret HaDibrus, they said the Aseret HaDibrus. Then they said Shema, Voyim, Shemoin, Voyim. They said the three parshas of Shema. And really the Aseret HaDibrus is the Pshat is, because in the Shema is the Aseret HaDibrus. Really the Gemara Brachas is the question, how come we don't say the Aseret HaDibrus like this? The Gemara says, of course, of the medium. Now, because him, but come to say the Iko of the Torah is only the Aseret HaDibrus. Therefore, we don't say it. But then, the Beis Hamikdash, the Kohanim used to say first the Aseret HaDibrus, then they would say Shema. Then what happened was, Vayomru Borchu Esom Shalosh Brachas. Then the moon is said to make three more brachas. What was it? They said Emes V'yatziv. V'yavoyde, they said the Brachu of Ritzei. And then the brachas kanim, these three brachas they said, they're not a real shemoneh esrei. Over Shabbos and on Shabbos, masifim brachachas lemishmer hayotzei. On Shabbos, used to change the watches. The new mishmer came in, so the mishmer that came in gave a bracha to the one going out, by saying Ashrecha, you should be zeicha for the avoid that you did. The mishmer days. Omer lehem chadoshim lekteres bo. Now the mamuna would say, listen, I want new kahanim to come to this piyus, who's observed to make the keteris. Like once a kohen brought the keteris once, he couldn't bring it again. Because by bringing the keteris, you became very rich from it. So therefore, they only had new kohen every time making the keteris. He says, bo, if he says make a girl, zocha misha zocha, the one that was zocha did it. So he was zocha to make the keteris. Then Omer Lehem, he said like this, chadosh mim yishonim, new ones and old ones for the next girl. Bo, if he says, mimale vorm and akevis from his beach. According to Sman Yoma, it was not the first set of Kanam that took it until the Kevis took it up. He had like a new set of Kanam now. So it was a new piece, a new girl to choose which Kanam will be Zerkha to take the pieces from the Kevis up to the top of the Mizbech. Whoever blessed Ben Yaakov Emino, Hamal Eborma Kevis, the same Kahanim that brought the pieces from the place to the plank to the Kevish, Hu Malin Oysen Agavi Mizbech. Those same Kohanim now, if they got finished davening, they finished off the Avodah and took it up. Mishnah Gimel, Mesurim Lechazonim Hoyu Mavshita Noisam Espigdayim. Mesur Lechazonim means the Kohanim that were not Zeich with the Pius, like a lot of Kohanim came there like to try and get a girl to try and be Zeich to do the Avodah. So all of them put on the big Tekuna. But now the ones that were not zeich to do the avodah, they had to like take off the begodim. So Masrum, they gave them over the chazonim to the people that took care of the begodim. Hoyim afshita noisim, they were taken off as big dam, the big dekuda. Lohoya Manichna Leya Melamech the Sam, they only left the underpants on. Bovad. Now the Khalidas so Shom, there were like closets there. And because of Alayim, Tashmisha Kalim, that's what used to put away the clothing. In other words, they took off the top clothing, left their underpants on, then they would put on the new their own clothing, and then they took off the Kodesh Tikkun Mechnasayim and put on their own Mechnasayim. Mishnah Dalid, Misha Zocha B'Kteris, the kind that was Zocha to do the Kteris today, Hoyonot Lefakaf, he would take the big ladle, was like a big ladle that could hold three carbon, large sum. There was a smaller spoon inside it. And that smaller spoon, that had the kateris.